And some of the proposals, and we don't know if these are going to be finalized, but in the story we did a few months back, based on a speech he made, a really off-the-cuff speech he made, talking about vast changes in government, including setting up three systems, you know, an apprentice and a journeyman and an expert, and pay banding, and just a major overhaul of the government that a lot of people think is needed to drag it into the 21st century. And they have to do this working with the unions. The unions all supported the President Obama's campaign, and now they're looking for some payback. So there's an interesting dynamic going on there between the unions. Have been very muted so far in their comments on these. They're delighted that the National Security Personnel System is being rolled back.
Right.
But almost gone, way ahead of schedule.
Well, and one thing, though, they want to, they've said sort of quietly, is they don't want NSPS light, as in light beer, L-I-T-E. And they want to be sure that any reforms that come out don't bring up the things in that the NSPS contained that they didn't like.
And I've always, because back when President Bush was here, the unions mostly said, we're not opposed to pay for performance, we're opposed to how this was implemented. Of course, as soon as President Obama was sworn in, they said, we hated that from the start.
Very interesting. The unions complained that it was implemented too quickly. The NSPS rolled
in. And to be fair, they were not ever brought in. There was never a discussion.
Right.
It was, this is how we're doing it.
Right. In fact, one of the reasons that the administration sort of quietly said they did it is we have to consult with unions about everything now. And one official told us on the air, he said, when we have even the smallest issue to discuss with the unions, we may have a room full of 20 or 30 people, all the different unions that are represented and their underlings. And they wanted to streamline it. Ironically, the Obama administration also wants to streamline it, but they hope they're going to get a better break from them.
And this could be one of those Nixon and China kind of moments.
Exactly.
The people who could actually bring about the change.
You know, that's an excellent analogy because for all the years, I remember when President Reagan was elected, I think the Washington Post predicted that the federal government would be decimated in Washington, using the term incorrectly, but that it was all over with. Well, at the end of his term, it was bigger than ever. The government, largely, it was a military buildup, civilian side of the military, but it was bigger, just as you said, Nixon and China. And the president that cut the government, cut it to the bone, was Bill Clinton with his buyout program. And they got rid of, depending on who you talk to, about 272,000 federal jobs were just, boom, abolished. People were bought out, and there were some rifts and whatnot, and many of those jobs went to the contractors, which is one of the problems now. And you know, Defense Secretary Gates and others have been talking about reform and streamlining, and they want to cut back on the contract process and the layering process. Secretary Gates was quoted, I think, in the Washington Post the other day, and he said,
a big speech
for a minor Kansas. For a minor decision, it was eight layers of people vetting it before it got to him, and he wants to stop that.
And the proposal today from Director Barry talks about cutting KSA. It seems to me like a lot of the things that he's looking at least in this round, are stuff that there's pretty widespread agreement on. My sister-in-law just yesterday started as a Fed, and she had to fill out those KSAs. And she was actually saying, do they really use these? And they were a clunky process.
Yeah.
This is the sort of V8 kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Why didn't we do this before?
Yeah. I think this is, and again, we haven't seen it yet, but that's never stopped us from commenting.
No.
But what it appears they're going to be announcing today is a streamlining of the hiring process, which is probably the least controversial, you know, unless you work for an outfit that writes resumes for people and navigates them through the government. Most people won't notice it, or they'll go back to the old ways, you know, a letter, a form letter, or
maybe a resume.
Resume. That's a thought. What are they? But these are kind of non-controversial things, and I'm guessing that the bigger things to come will come down the road, things that can be done that will need congressional approval and or public approval of the public opinion.
And you've been one of the voices out there saying, we need to streamline the process, but there's some benefits of taking some time.
You know, there really are, and it's so unpopular when you say it, because everybody, it's a mantra. People, I know reporters who really know nothing about how the government operates, but they say, we've got to streamline
the hiring process. Never stop them either.
No, they don't know what they're talking about or there. But one of the government now, security is stressed above almost everything else.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to hire the wrong people at Homeland Security or any federal agency. And one of the ways that you can vet people is through this process, which if you do it correctly, takes a while. And I think the solution, I would say, shorten it to the extent you can without sacrificing security. But one of the solutions is to have a feedback process. And I think Director John Berry has alluded to this from time to time. You know, you and I are applying for a job at USIA or somewhere, and we do whatever we're supposed to do. We send our stuff in. Everything's computerized now. And then maybe every week, somebody would be assigned to say, hey, we got Dorbeck and Causey out there still trying to choose, but let's let them
no
know.
Question
let's
there.
Let them
Go
know they're,
Causey.
They're still in the running, you know.
Yeah.
And as opposed to just hanging on for 6 months and not knowing. In fact, I know someone who had given up and found another job, and the agency called him and said, oh, you're hired. And he said, what? And they said, didn't you know?
Yeah.
And he was the last to know.
And I think part of the frustration is that there's no, we use the word all the time now, transparency
yeah.
into the process. It feels like things disappear into this black hole,
yeah.
and you don't know until literally all of a sudden somebody calls you up and says, oh, by the way, we want to talk to you for an interview or something like
right.
that. And you feel lost in the process.
Sure. And you don't know whether do you send thank you notes or follow up emails right. and this kind of thing, flowers.
Yeah.
So, they can obviously do a better job than that. But I think just this rush to my prediction, if they say you must make a decision within 6 weeks
yeah.
about a hiring, my prediction, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you and I will be covering congressional hearings about how did all these crazy, dangerous people get into government.
By the same token, we've seen very bad people who have done, I'm thinking of the person who oversaw the Boeing Air Force tanker and was basically being bribed.
Yeah.
And she had been a long-time Fed. So,
yeah. Well, my old boss, Ben Bradley, the executive editor of the Washington Post, when they had that problem with the reporter who made up a story, won a Pulitzer Prize, very embarrassing.
It was very well written.
It was a great story.
Just not true.
But Ben Bradley said, there's no defense against a liar.
Yeah.
And if you can vet the best person in the world, but if they run into financial difficulties, we've had sex problems with, Minerals Management Service yeah. and a variety of things like that. So it's never going to be perfect, and you just don't know people, but you can cover as many bases as possible by a good vetting process.
And you've known John Berry for a long time, mm-hmm. and the conventional wisdom right now is if anyone can get these things through, it's John Berry.
It's whether you like it or not, this is the perfect storm. He's a charming, personable guy. He worked for Steny Hoyer for many years, so he knows the Hill operation. He knows virtually everybody in government. Went to a black tie affair the other night, and he was the star.
Yeah.
I mean, people of all ranks were coming
everyone
up to
wants
him.
To hear, he goes, I mean, he's like the people, everyone wants to hear him speak.
Well, they do, and he's persuasive, and he's diplomatic, and he just knows everybody. And he's got all these friends in high places yeah. on Capitol Hill, on the Republican side as well as the Democratic. He's worked very well with Frank Wolf and Tom Davis before him.